If you're able, would you rise for the reading of the gospel? That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side, and they were filled with joy. When they saw the Lord, again he said, "Peace be with you. The Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed upon them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." This is the gospel of the Lord. Pray with me. Oh, gracious and loving God, we praise your name. We give thanks for your word. We give thanks for your words. And Lord, we pray that as we meditate upon those today, that your spirit would be upon us. Will you help us to understand? Help us to go forth and do the work that you call us to do. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Holy Spirit has probably, I think, gotten kind of a raw deal. We don't talk about the Spirit a lot anymore. We talk about Jesus and what Jesus does in our lives, and that's correct. That's the way we should do that. We talk about God and what God has done. We talk about the greatness of God as Creator. We talk about the greatness of God in coming as the Son of Man and dying on the cross so that our sins could be forgiven. We talked about the fact that there was the fall, and we talked about the forgiveness, and with the forgiveness, the chance to know God and to participate in God's work and to be saved and be able to look forward to the life everlasting. We talked about the Holy Spirit in a sense like it's special things, I guess. Pentecost, we talk about the Holy Spirit. We talk about the Holy Spirit when we're talking about healing, we talk about the Holy Spirit and the works of the Spirit. But for the most part, we don't really say Holy Spirit a lot. We don't talk about the fact that we've been blessed by the Holy Spirit with the gift of faith, the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life. We don't go out and talk about it a lot to people, but then again, the world has changed and we don't talk about anything about God with a lot of people. We've stopped evangelizing, if you will. We've stopped telling people what Jesus does in our lives. We're afraid to offend. We become part of that persecuted group that doesn't want to talk about, we don't want to talk about religion. We don't want to talk about politics. We don't want to talk about this. We don't want to talk about that. And I think that over the last generation, actually going back to my children and coming forward, maybe even a little bit further, the church has turned over the power of the Holy Spirit and said we're going to box it in. We're not going to use it the way that it should be used. We're not going to use it because of the power it gives us. You have to think of the Holy Spirit, maybe as the leftovers, if you will. We think of the Holy Spirit as, I talk about Jesus someday, but when I talk about Spirit, they don't really want to hear that, so I'm not going to talk about that. And it's a hard thing to talk about and to accuse myself and us of leaving the Holy Spirit out of our daily lives and out of people seeing it. But then again, I'm not sure that the Holy Spirit doesn't guide us to do that. So I can't really complain a lot. I think that understanding the Holy Spirit is hard. It's hard for us. We know God, the Creator, and we can see the trees, and we can see the world, and we can see the oceans, and we see all the beauty of the earth. And we talk about God as the Creator. We see Jesus as the Son of Man, Holy God, Holy Human, who came to die on the cross for us so that we might be saved. And those two things are both, we think of as historical events. But when we talk about the Holy Spirit, it's kind of this gray area out here. It's kind of like the old ghost stories, I guess, that we used to tell. It's something that we need to fear, but we need to love. Because we just don't talk about it in a way that we talk about God, Creator, God, Jesus. And then when you want to talk about God's Spirit, maybe we need to think about the transition that takes place. We have God the Creator, the fall takes place, and suddenly there's a chasm between God and us. We talk about Jesus, the transition to Jesus, God with us, God dying on the cross for us so that our sins could be forgiven. And then we need to think about the Holy Spirit, maybe in a different way, as the recreator of the holy. The recreator, because now we're saved. So now we're looking forward to eternal life. And the Holy Spirit is with us because Jesus said he would send him to us. The Holy Spirit is with us because Jesus said, this is the direction that you will go. This is how you'll know me. The Holy Spirit is with us. And if we look around, we can see the Holy Spirit working. I've seen it work in this church. I felt it work in myself. I've seen it daily. That Holy Spirit has touched someone's heart to do something that you never thought they would do, to listen to the Holy Spirit. I find that the Holy Spirit kind of guides me where I need to go, and it's my choice as to whether I go there, and oftentimes I don't. Whereas if I'd listen to the Holy Spirit all the time, I'd be going exactly where the Holy Spirit wants me to go, and I'd probably have, I'd certainly be a better pastor, but I'd be a better person too, I'd be a better Christian. Listening to the Holy Spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit. And maybe that's where the crux is that we say that the Spirit gives us the gifts, the spiritual gifts that we have. The Spirit, first of all, touches us and gives us the gift of faith. The gift of coming forward and saying, Jesus Christ is my Lord, and I will internalize Jesus in my heart and in my mind, and that the Spirit, let the Spirit guide me where I will go. The Spirit comes upon us and says to us, there is a better way. That there is a way for us to touch people's lives through the Spirit. Now, I have a friend who says, well, the Holy Spirit's not part of the God of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is something totally different. He said, you find the Holy Spirit in Native American spirituality, you find the Holy Spirit in Islam, you find it in all those different things. I disagree. The Holy Spirit is God. God with us. And more than anything else, it touches us and gives us a gift of what we can do. Healing, it's preaching. The gift of evangelism, every gift that we have in God's name. It gives us a gift for a mechanic to be a good, faithful, and fair mechanic. To do the best we can at whatever work we do so that people can see us and see Christ in us as we do. The Holy Spirit's with us each day and every minute, every hour. But one of the major things the Holy Spirit will gives us, and we need to really embrace now, is the courage. That when we receive the Holy Spirit, just as they did with Peter and the apostles on Pentecost, they've been given the gift of tongues, they went out and they preached Jesus Christ, people were converted, and that was great. But it gave them the courage to walk out the door without fear. It gives us courage to say to a person, you know, there's a better way. And to say to a person that, yeah, things are going bad for you, but you know, if you just listen and feel and hear and accept the Holy Spirit, it will give you courage. And things may not get better, But you know what? You'll be better. Your heart will be better. You'll be able to face the day and the adversity. The Holy Spirit does so many things in the world, and we need to start speaking out about the fact that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to us that he might guide us in our lives. The Holy Spirit came and sent the Holy Spirit to us that we might touch other people's lives. And if the Spirit moves us to touch a life, we need to touch that life courageously and lovingly, and saying to them, the most important thing that the Holy Spirit will give you is peace. Don't forget the dove. Don't forget that as Jesus received the Holy Spirit, he saw also the dove. Peace. That in receiving the courage, the peace of your heart, realizing that you may not change anything this minute, but when you plant the seeds, realizing that I can have peace in my heart and in my life. I was counseling a young man in a jail, a small town in Indiana. I sat down with him and I said to him, you know, you've got to slow down and you've got to be peaceful. And he said, when have I ever known peace? He'd been abused, been on the street. Now he's in jail. And he said, how would I even know what peace is? And I talked to him and I said, no, it's not peace like you're thinking about. It's peace in yourself. Being able to accept our lives. And in accepting our lives, being able to set goals. Not ours, but the Holy Spirit's goals. Being able to reach out. I have to tell you that the young man did not listen. And last I heard, he was going to be in jail a long, long, long time. But we don't know what happened after the scene was planned. But the Holy Spirit is there for us individually. We want the Holy Spirit to go, okay, Spirit, we want you to go over to Port Charlotte, and we want you to bless everybody there with the Spirit and have them come to Jesus Christ. I mean, it's possible. He did it. But the Holy Spirit comes to us individually. It's our Spirit. I'm having a hard time with the Holy Spirit today. I've been having a hard time all week as I was reading different commentaries on it. And it's so confusing because I've been wanting to say this about it, that about it. What it really comes down to is it's Jesus with us, God with us, the one and the Holy Spirit with us in one. That the Holy Spirit is in our hearts. God is in our hearts. God guides us. The Holy Spirit guides us. The Holy Spirit is there for us to receive and grant us faith and everything else. Jesus is there because he granted us salvation. God is there because he created us. And are with us because the new creation has happened. It has happened, it is happening, I guess I want to say. It's God with us that now the gates are open. I've seen the Holy Spirit touch someone and change their life. Sergeant York, remember Sergeant York in the movie? Okay, if we want to talk about the Holy Spirit, maybe we need to just take the movie and look at that. Here's a guy who was brawny and liked to drink and smoke and do all of the things that he did, wasn't supposed to do. His mother, poor mother, prayed for him every night. And she went to church and prayed for him, sent the pastor out to talk to him. The pastor went out to talk to him and said, don't you feel the Spirit? He said, no, I don't feel it, Pastor. And while he's lying on the ground, no, I don't feel it, Pastor. And he comes back with all the excuses for not going to church, for not being a better man, everything else. Suddenly, he's angry, and he's going to go shoot somebody, actually, who cheated him out of some land. And he's raining, and he's on a mule riding along with his black powder rifle, and lightning strikes a tree, knocks the shoes off the mule and him onto the ground, and he looks over, and the gun's bent half, and hears the saying going on in the church. And so, you know, God's, the Holy Spirit had used 2x4 on me, but boy, York really got one. He gets up and he's going into the church, and as he's going into the church, you can, if you watch the movie, you really get into the feeling. You can feel, here he is going in, walking up to the altar, and accepting the Holy Spirit. And he's a changed man. Suddenly, he's reading the Bible, he's going to live the life of Christ, and then he comes against the issue of war. And he had to go to war. They asked him, they said, you said you wouldn't shoot anybody, but here he is, he's taken out all of these machine gun places and nests and everything else, and they asked him how he could do that when he said it, he couldn't take another life. He said, well, there I was, and all my fellows were getting shot, and I realized that if I didn't do something, that they were going to win, and everybody was going to die. And so I just did something. And he said, I didn't want to kill anyone, but it was the only way to stop the killing. Of course, he gets the Medal of Honor and everything else that comes on. But I think we're in the same boat. You look around and you say, I'm not going to get involved in that. And the Holy Spirit smacks us and says, you need to. We have a generation that has not learned of Christ. We have a generation that has not learned of the Holy Spirit. And we are the generation that needs to bring that word back. Back to the public, back to children, back to young people. I realized that in Indiana when an 18-year-old girl was visiting my daughters, and we had the children's books up there, and she pulls out one about Daniel. She starts, you know, they're easy reading, they're for children. She's reading through it. Hey, that's a great story. Next thing you know, she's reading another one. She spent the whole night going through all these books that were on her shelf the kids had gotten. And next Sunday, she's in church. You know, the Spirit touched her right there in our house. And I didn't say anything, neither did my kids. She just happened to pull out a book. And she started going to Sunday school, started learning about Christ. One day, in my denomination, she came forward. We baptized her. And her life changed. And then her parents' life changed. So basically, we had two generations. Now, Holy Spirit is the joy of salvation, shown in our faces and in our hearts, that we can feel each day if we will just try. Wake up in the morning. Jesus, I know you're with me, and I know the Spirit is upon me, will guide me. The Spirit's not going to take us someplace where we don't need to go. The Spirit's not going to take us someplace that we don't have the strength to help. The Spirit's not going to take us someplace that we are, well, I guess we might be afraid. But the Spirit gives us courage so that we might speak out. The Holy Spirit touches us. The Holy Spirit gives us the gift of salvation through grace. The Holy Spirit gives us peace of ourselves within ourselves. But the Holy Spirit also gives us the power to spread the word of the Holy Gospel. Don't forget to go. It's there with you. Know that you have the peace. You also have the power. So we'll just join it. It's hard. But I think that the more, if we think about it, and the more we study on the Holy Spirit, I think the more that we'll realize how important that is. How important the Holy Spirit is. How important Jesus is. How important God is. It's all one. And they're all with us. Would you pray with me? O gracious and loving God, we praise your name and we give thanks for each day that we are called to do your work. Lord, we just pray that as we do your work, that the Holy Spirit would guide us in the direction we go. Continue to give us the strength and give us the giving us the power to reach out to others, to show them your love and the love that is found in Jesus Christ. Oh, gracious God, three in one, we give thanks that you are in our hearts. We give thanks for the salvation that you've given us. We give thanks that we can work for the world better than the world. We give this in Jesus' name. Amen.